This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Mullion Haw talk Cubs baseball and Chicago sports every weekday morning from 5:30 to 10 on 670 The Score in the Odyssey app. Be on with those boys Friday, Patrick. Friday morning at 8 o'clock Central. And once again, they reiterated very strongly that they would be more than happy to deliver coffee to you in Los Angeles and have room service at your room at 6 a.m.
That's awfully magnanimous of either you or them or both.
Well, it's really me, but I'm just looking for some little partnership in Los Angeles. You know, we are partners and all.
We are and have been, and I'm happy to say we are. But that is such a popular segment, I would not want to do anything to rock the boat in that manner, Ron. You and Mully and Haw have a good thing going, and I would be considered an interloper.
Ah, that's beautiful. What a wonderful treat to talk to our dear friend Ron Coomer, one of God's great men. Cubs Radio out west with in Los Angeles, and Coom joins us on the Mully and Haw show here, the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com.
Hey, nice Ron. Try, Coom.
Yeah, that's good.
Good morning, boys. Mikey, David, how are you guys doing?
Oh, we're looking forward to this series because we feel like, you know, the first time out, it was in Japan. It was kind of a homecoming thing with Shohei Ohtani. Now the Dodgers have gone 2-4, and they're mortals. And I think the Cubs have been playing pretty well, winning series, so this could be fun.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I do feel like when you have a series like that, like the Cubs did in Japan, you know, and you play – that same team here coming up quickly, you know, you want a little payback and you hope that you'll be able to do that. Don't confuse it though, because this Dodger team's a really good team, but they do, you know, they are going to miss Freeman. And that is one of those things, even though he didn't play in one of those games, or actually both of those games in Japan, but yeah, it's going to be a good series. And, you know, the Cubs are playing very good baseball.
They are unbeaten at home, the Dodgers. So with or without whoever they're missing, they're going to be still the best team in baseball. Tough challenge for the Cubs, especially Coom. Let's face it, Justin Steele out. It looks like Jordan Wicks could be pitching Sunday night, perhaps. Ben Brown goes on Saturday. So you go into the weekend series against the Dodgers with perhaps two of your youngest starters in the rotation. If that's the case, what are your expectations for Ben Brown and Jordan Wicks?
Well, you hope that Ben Brown will just be the same Ben Brown that we saw. That's, you know, great fastball, great life on his fastball. That's why he's in the rotation. He pitched his way into the rotation during spring. You know, I think a lot of people were expecting him to either go to AAA or be coming out of the pen. And I just feel like the Cubs made the decision that his stuff and plays better in the rotation. So, and he earned that right as a young guy. So, I hope that he just attacks the strike zone with his best stuff and take your chances. And for Wicks, it's, you know, it's a little more of a difficult challenge when you get sent to AAA and now you come up and your first starts on national television in Dodger Stadium in front of 52,000. So that's going to be a little tougher challenge, but he's pitched in the big leagues for a long time. You know, he's got a lot of big league starts, and stick with your game plan. And hopefully, you know, you can give the Cubs five innings and turn it over to the pen and just do your job. And that's what you hope. Every young guy has the challenge of playing the best teams and the teams with all the names on the backs of the jerseys. And everybody's got to do it. So why not do it right here in April at the beginning of the year?
You know, it's been a fun season so far. I mean, I got to say that we have watched the Cubs scoring bunches of runs. And I get it that what happened in Sacramento might not be repeatable, the 35 runs, but they've been scoring 7 runs a game during that winning streak. That's pretty extraordinary.
Really is. When you look at, Mike, not only the 7 runs, you know, in that stretch per game, but also in the conditions that you're playing in. You know, the conditions, you have to look at that and say, you know, if you're looking at our games day after day in Chicago, especially the last 4, you look and go, man, it's you know, below freezing wind chills, wind blowing in. The final 2 games, the wind was blown towards the left field foul pole, so there were a few balls that went out of the park that way. But it certainly wasn't a good hitter's day. And Cubs offense did a lot of little things right. The thing that really stands out to me most is their athleticism. They're able to do some things on the bases, whether it's steal bases at a very high percentage. I think they've only been thrown out once in 26 or 7 times. And also the taking of extra bases has been outstanding. So just the base running, not just stealing, has been very good.
Who has been the biggest surprise at the plate? Somebody maybe you didn't expect to either take an approach, be as consistent, or is off to the best start that maybe caught you a little bit off guard, Coom?
That's a good question. I haven't given that much thought, David. I would say maybe Miguel Amaya is a guy that's really, like, you can see his advancement. You know, Michael Busch might be another one that you look at and go, wow, these two guys, they look like, you know, from where they were at the start of last season to where they're at the start of this season, those aren't even the same players in a positive way. So I would say those two guys probably stand out the most as young guys that have taken a really big step forward in their big league careers. And at the plate, Bushy was always pretty fundamentally sound, but I think Amaya really needed some work mid-season. He got it from Craig Counsell in a weekend, and boy, has that changed his path dramatically. So it's been good.
You know, we talked to Carter Hawkins the other day, and we were asking him about just looking at a guy like Matt Shaw and his batting stance and all. I know I keep going back to that. And his response is that, you know, it's where you end up. It's not how you begin, and everybody kind of ends up the same way. But, you know, did you ever try anything like that in your career? Did you ever try, like, a different stance with the idea that you're going to wind up differently? Or is it easier to be more balanced in what you're doing?
I was always a pretty quiet, pretty balanced hitter.
Yeah.
Never did a lot. I tried one off season with Carlton Fisk. I remember we were hitting together. And I thought incorporating a leg kick would give me a lot more power, which it does. There's no doubt. It's that momentum thing. And, you know, and your hands moving and your front leg coming up and down gives you a little more thump. But I just couldn't get it timing-wise. I could do it in batting practice, but I could not do it in a game. And I just scrapped it right away. I just was like, yeah, you know, this isn't worth, you know, it's just not worth it. And I scrapped it. It's just, he's got a couple things going that he's going to have to figure out how they fit into his approach at the plate. I think more of an issue than the leg kick, you know, that pigeon toeing thing, it looks weird, but don't confuse. That's not a big deal.
Okay.
It really isn't. It's the movement to me that I'm watching now of his head, Mike. When you watch his head moving forward, and he gets that, we call it as in a cage, you're getting a top half lead. That means your head's moving forward in front of you, and, well, you can't hit that way. And he's getting a lot of head movement right now, trying to get his body moving, going towards the baseball. And if you're doing it with your head and not with your lower body, you're going to be in trouble. And that's where he's finding he's having some issues. They're beating him inside, and then he's out in front of the breaking ball because he's got too much movement at times with his eyes and his head.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So, Coon, we had on Carter Hawkins Thursday asking him about Michael Bush, and I think that, curious about your perspective, I love the way that you gave Bush credit for being a Minnesota native, and that's why he adapted well to the cold weather the other night. That was what we all were thinking, but you pointed it out. Great analysis there. So, if he's going to be
Mark,
you know geography, and you know Minnesota as well as any of us.
Yeah, that's true.
Coom, if he's going to be your cleanup hitter, why should we accept the fact that he's going to get pinch hit for it in a fifth inning? And if he's going to get pinch hit for it in the fifth inning because of a matchup, why is he your cleanup hitter? There's a conundrum there. It seems as not to be logical. Help us understand what they're looking for, because Carter Hawkins can explain it and Craig Counsell can address it, but I just don't know if I still understand it.
Well, I mean, here's what you're looking at. You're looking at a lineup that's put out there every day. And, you know, traditionally your cleanup hitter for the last, since we were born, all of us, you know, has been this big bopper type hitter, and he's a run producing home run guy. Well, the game's changed a little bit. And also, the Cubs lineup just doesn't have that guy, right? You're bunching the top of the lineup now with your best hitters, right? So that's what you're doing. And that's what every team does now. Instead of putting them, you know, a leadoff guy, speed guy, a bat handler, your best average hitter, your best power hitter. Well, that doesn't work. That's not the same now. So you have to look at it a little differently, David. And they don't have that guy. That's not their strength. But you do have a consistent guy. puts the ball in play somewhat and is making great strides as a hitter. So does he fit probably better than some of the other guys you have that you're going to play every day? Sure. And then you also signed a guy that, you know, has had a lot of production as a hitter and is a real veteran, and you want to get him at bats. And unfortunately, it's the situation where that's your cleanup hitter that he's platooning with. So, you know, you got to look at this, even though they may not say it's a platoon, it's more of a platoon to get Turner in than taking Bushy out. You know, there are certain situations where you don't want to punch out. Well, that means against a tough lefty, Turner's going to come in the game and try to provide a better, more of a chance of being productive is probably the best way to describe it than risking a possible strikeout when you really can't have one. I don't know if that answers.
Yeah, yeah.
There's, you know, it's just kind of the way the Cubs are set up.
It's the way they're set up.
Ron Coomer on the Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of early pay. More at Huntington.com/your money. So we spent some time kind of going over some of the players that they brought in that we might not have had like really high hopes for, but have been really good during this early stretch of the season. Guys like Carson Kelly and John Birdie, and just some of these different minor moves that have really paid off for them. I mean, you know, it's extraordinary how well the backup catcher has played, to the point where you wonder if Carson Kelly needs to play as much as Miguel Amaya. That's been a really nice combination, and Birdie is a lot faster than I think we thought he was. Listen, you know, it's no surprise that Kyle Tucker is good, but I'm not sure we expected the contributions from around the other guys.
Yeah, I would agree. You just didn't know because we don't see them day in and day out. Yeah, and I absolutely would agree. There was no issue for me with Kyle Tucker. I mean, one hit, no hits, two hits in spring training. Just look at the back of the guy's baseball card. He's pretty good. He's going to be good, and he's going to continue to be good. I think Carson Kelly, somebody said in spring training that you sign him, and I thought this was a good way to describe it. You sign Carson Kelly, who is an established big league catcher, but he's also right in the absolute prime of his big league career. So he is at the peak of his time playing with his age and everything else, and he's playing like it. And he's playing for a lot right now, and he is playing very well. And I think the situation of, you know, really playing them every other day, you know, both guys are, you know, it's kind of a, you play one day, I play the next day. And that's kind of how it's been. And it's worked. And it's worked very well. And the thing that it's going to do down the road as we get later into the season and then the summer, if they both stay healthy, both guys are going to be, you know, physically in great shape, as opposed to one guy really being kind of beat up. So I really like the situation. And I got a chance to talk to some people about Birdie who have seen him a lot. They were very happy with Bird. They thought he is a guy that's going to be the perfect utility player for the Cubs. They needed a veteran player that understood his role and how to play different positions and do things and could bring something to the table. He was probably the best offensive guy they had in Japan when they played those two games, too. He got three hits in one game and drove in some runs, yeah.
So, Coom, Zach has asked you a question the other day. You had a really good explanation for about why you always say hitters need to go the other way, and that can be a good way to get out of a slump or just a good way to approach hitting in general. Is PCA getting away from that a little bit? Do you think he needs to get back to that to maybe get out of the slump he's in? Because I've been a little surprised after his spring training that he didn't really carry that over so far into the regular season.
Well, it is a great way to get yourself back on track. It just is, it allows the mechanics of your swing to fall into place when you let the ball travel a little farther and onto home plate instead of hitting it so far out in front. you get a longer look, your swing gets shorter. There's a lot of things that go on when you hit the ball the other way if you're trying to do that. And you don't have to do it for a long period of time. It's just a couple of bats to kind of get yourself back on track. He was on such a roll, David, in spring training, where he was doing it all. He was, you know, the lefty'd come in and throw him a slider away and he'd hit a bullet to left center. They'd pitch him inside and he'd hit a home run to right. So he was really just, he was swinging as good as he could swing. And then, you know, he's did that throughout spring, and now things have deteriorated a little bit. He was also getting a lot more fastballs in spring training than you do now. You know, pitchers are pitching a little different. They're pitching absolutely to get you out now, as opposed to maybe getting more work in certain pitches in spring training. But I saw him the last couple days at Wrigley, you know, looking to hit the ball the other way. He got the base hit to drive in two in the second game of the last series. He didn't hit it hard, but the approach was right. And when your approach is right, good things are going to happen. He hit a little looper in the left, drove in two, and really iced the game for the Cubs. So I don't worry so much about Pico Armstrong, because I think he understands what, you know, and talking with John Mailey, what they're trying to get him to do. So with, you know, now it's just playing and understanding situations and when to go to left field and just stay to left field and when to take a shot at the right field seats. You know, that's all maturing in our game and understanding, you know, even the bunting, when to bunt, when not to bunt, you know, for a base hit. You know, he's still got some learning to do in the big leagues. You know, most of us were playing in A ball or double A. He's trying to figure all this stuff out in the big leagues on a team that's hopefully going to the playoffs.
You know, another guy I just wanted to mention is Matthew Boyd, because I've really enjoyed, I understood that he was coming off the second year after an injury and that he would kind of never give up on a left-hander, all that stuff. But I really have enjoyed how well he has pitched, and I'm a little bit surprised at it.
Well, he threw very well against the Cubs in Cleveland. When we went to Cleveland at the end of the year last year. And I had not seen him much. I'm kind of with you. I didn't know what you're getting. I knew in looking at film, he was kind of somewhat of a traditional left-hander with that, you know, ball running away from the righty and then a good changeup. But the thing that, you know, he's pitched very well. He really knows what he's got.
Right.
It's probably, you know, that's a big key of understanding what you have and what your stuff is and how to get big league hitters out. The other thing that I didn't know, because you just don't know a guy, is his presence in the clubhouse and what kind of guy he is. You can tell really quality guy walks in and everybody, you know, he has a presence about him that's a real positive for the clubhouse. So I thought, you know, didn't know that. But boy, that sure is a pleasant surprise when you see a guy that's a real quality guy that you're adding to your clubhouse. You know, like Tyone, another real quality guy. You start adding these pieces through the years now, and you're adding some really good people that know how to play, and they affect the other guys in a positive way, not in a negative way, in a positive way. That makes your team a lot better.
All right, Kuma, let you go get your avocado smoothie now.
Avocado smoothie, that's what Rob's going to have this morning.
Of course.
I'm on my third cup of coffee already. Thank you.
Well, I hope you bring some to Pat. You need dessert, you know?
Yeah, you're gonna need a box of it at the game, for God's sake.
Yeah. If I brought over Lox, that might be the only thing that'd wake him up this early.
Thanks, Kuma.
You're the best, Ron. Thanks, buddy.
See you, boys. Have a great weekend.
That is Ron Coomer.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.